西安的，你要登高山，报好消息给耶路撒冷啊，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕，对犹大的臣民说，看哪、啊、你们的神主耶和华必向大能者临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前，他必将牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中，慢慢引导那一羊小羊的。谁曾用手心量出水，用手虎口量苍天，用伸手成大地的尘土，用地听山林，用天庭平方云拉。谁曾测度耶和华的心，或做他的谋士指教他呢？他与谁商议，谁教导他，谁将公平的路指示他，又将知识教训他，将通达的道指教他呢？看哪、啊、万民都像水桶的一边，又像如天云上的微尘，他举起众海岛，好像极微之物，黎巴嫩的树林不够当柴烧，其中的走兽也不够做翻译，万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚无，乃为虚空。你们究竟将谁比神，用什么形象与神比较呢？偶像是匠人铸造，银匠用金包裹，为他铸造金链。穷乏献不起这样供物的，就拣选不能朽坏的树木，为自己寻找巧匠，一起不能摇动的偶像。你们岂不曾知道吗？你们岂不曾听见吗？从起初岂没有人告诉你们吗？自从立地的根基，你们岂没有明白吗？神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张苍穹如幔子，展开诸天如可住的帐篷，他使君王归于虚无，使地上的审判官成为虚空。他们是刚才栽上，刚才种上，根也刚才扎在地里，他一吹在其上便都枯干，旋风将他们吹去，像碎节一样。那圣者说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象，按数目领出，他一一称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。雅各啊，你为何说，我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言，我的冤屈神并不查问？你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不贫乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必从心得力。他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Today's Bible reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 to 31. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Look to God, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arms rule for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. Tends to the flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked on the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in his balance? Who has understood the mind of the Lord, or instructed him as his counselor? Who did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in the bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for all the fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? As for an idol, a craftsman casts a choice. And the goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A man too forced to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. He looks for a skilled craftsman to set up an iron that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and his people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of the world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and the wilderness sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and his mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired of you, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow old and tired and weary. And young men stumble and fall. For those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Thank the Lord that through the prophet Isaiah we get such a beautiful message.
我们今天的生活环境跟以赛亚时代的生活环境有一些相似的地方。
Today our living environment has some similarities to the environment of the prophet Isaiah.
那么这段信息写于大概公元前700年左右的这个时间。
And this message was written to the people of the land of Judah in roughly 700 BC.
那么在那个时间里面，北国因为以色列曾经分裂成两个国家，北国以色列已经被亚述消灭。During
that time, the northern kingdom of Israel, since Israel had split into two countries, had already been destroyed by Assyria.
那么现在只有南国犹大还存在。
At this point, only the southern kingdom of Judah still exists.
北国灭亡的时候是公元前722年。
The northern kingdom was destroyed in BC 722.
那么这个时候是刚刚北国灭亡的时候。
And this was just afterwards.
所以那个时候南国也被亚述帝国冲击。
At that time, the southern kingdom was also attacked by Assyria.
这个最后只剩下耶路撒冷。
And only Jerusalem remained.
所以那个时候百姓非常的恐惧,
At that time, the citizens were very afraid.
那么心里边常常的灰心。
They were very depressed in their hearts.
因为那个时候，那还是神的选民的地方吗？
At that time, was that still the chosen land of God?
那么上帝在哪里呢？
Where is God?
所以人在那个时候就软弱了。
And so people became weak at that time.
那么在今天我们生活的这个环境里面，
Today we live in a certain environment.
也跟当时有相似的状况。
There are some similarities.
那么我们英文组现在的弟兄姊妹相当的软，可以这个整个的这个组比较弱小。
English service has lesser members and is a bit weaker.
这个现在整个英文世界里边的教会在萎缩的里面。
Nowadays, the church in the English-speaking world is shrinking.
那么我们现在面对的这个环境，好像教会失去力量。
And today we face an environment as if the church has lost its power.
这个世界对教会的压力越来越大。
But the world has increased their pressure on the world.
而教会对抗世界的力量似乎越来越软弱。
But the church seems to be weaker in their resistance against the world.
很多基督徒也在这样的环境里边，内心在摇摆不定。
Many Christians waver in their hearts.
因此，我们今天从这一段信息里边要讲一个题目。
And so today our topic comes from this passage of scripture.
那么就是我们要认识我们得力的泉源。
That we should recognize the source of our power.
然后我们能够不断地从那里得到力量。
And we can receive power from him.
这个力量不是指的我们生活的力量。
This power is our ability to live.
而是我们坚持信仰的力量。
But the power for us to maintain our faith.
能够使我们跟随基督走下去的力量。
The power to continue our journey through following Christ.
而且这个力量可以使我们一直从今天走到永生里面去。
And this power will take us from today until eternity.
那么在这个当时神的灵感动以赛亚来传讲这段信息的时候，
In the day when God's Spirit moved Isaiah to write this message,
这是用诗歌的形式把它写出来的。
It was written in the form of a song.
在当时的时候，希伯来文据说是非常非常优美的文字。
They said that the language of Hebrew is a very beautiful language.
其实当时在我发出去这个读经信息的时候，
When I decided on the message today, it was actually three verses too short.
因为应该是从第六节到第三十节。
Actually, it should begin from verse 6.
那么在第六节到第八节这个地方，
From verse 6 to verse 8,
就上帝让人去呼喊一个声音。
God says you should cry out.
说你去喊吧。
He said, cry out.
他说我喊什么呢？
And I said, what should I cry?
他说凡有血气的尽都像草一样。
He said that all of their faithfulness are like flowers and grass.
他说他们的美容也像草上的花。然后说草必枯干，花必凋残。
Their beauty is like the flowers of the field. The grass will wither and the flowers will fall.
那么这个是在提醒一件事情。
This is to remind us of something.
就是人生是一个非常软弱有限的过程。
That human life is a very weak person.
可是很多时候我们忘记了我们是软弱有限。
Sometimes we forget that we are weak and limited.
所以这个人骄傲是非常奇怪的一件事情。
So people's arrogance is a very strange thing.
我觉得人，你凭什么要骄傲呢？
Why should you be proud?
所以在这里，上帝借着先知来提醒人一件事情。
And so here it says through the prophet, God reminds us of something.
他说你不过像草一样。
He said, "You're like a grass."
你就是长了很短短的一段时间。
You grow for a very short time.
然后你的这开出一朵花来，也是很短短的时间。
You will grow some flowers for a short time.
很快草就干了，花就谢了。
And very soon the grass will wither and the flowers will fall.
所以我们的生命也是这样的。
And your lives are the same.
圣经说我们的生命好像一个云彩一样。
The scripture says your life is like a cloud.
所以什么时候出现了，什么时候又消失了。
Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's gone.
可是我们还是要活在 现实的人生这样的过程里面。
You must still live in your practical life.
面对这样的一个软弱的人生。
And face this weak life.
面对很多生活当中的挑战。
And face the challenges in your life.
我们如草如花的人生，从哪里能够得到力量呢？
Where can the power for your grass-like life come from?
我们是需要帮助的生命。
Life requires help.
前两天我这个探访病人的时候，
a few days ago, I was visiting some sick people.
我突然间脑子里边在想一件事。
I suddenly thought of something.
这个当人有病的时候，要去看医生。
When people are sick, they go to the hospital.
要去吃药。
They must take medication.
那么去看医生去吃药，表示一件什么事情呢？
What does this mean?
表示我们的身体是有限。
It means that our body is limited.
这个药它是对我们身体能力的一个补充和延伸。
The medication is like a supplement to our life, to our body.
我们的身体有自我修复的能力。
Because our body has a self-recovery power.
可是这个能力呢是有限。
But the power is limited.
所以当这个能力不够的时候，
So when it's not enough,
你要求外来的补充的力量使你能够战胜这个疾病。
You can receive some external help to defeat this illness.
虽然我们自己这个身体是我们自己的，对不对？
Even though our body is our own.
可是呢，你病了的时候，你不知道你的病在哪里。
But when you are sick, you don't know where it comes from.
所以你要去找这个医生来帮你看病。
And so you must get advice from the doctor.
那么他要告诉你你的病出在什么地方。
He will tell you where your illness is.
然后他告诉你，你的身体的能力在这个问题上不够了，我给你开个药来帮助你的能力，身体来修复你的身体。
And he will tell you that your immune system is not adequate to deal with this problem. So I'll give you some medication to help you.
所以这个就告诉我们，我们的人是需要帮助。
And so this tells us that we need help as humans.
人是有限，
we are limited.
当然，我们的生存借了这个，我们也继续想啊。我们的生存也有很多外在的条件使我们才能活下去。
And we can continue to think that our existence requires many circumstances.
这个没有这个外在的条件，我们就不能生存了。
Without these circumstances, we cannot continue to live.
比方说我们天天要呼，每时每刻都需要呼吸。
For example, we need to constantly breathe.
那么也就是说，我们的身体是需要空气的。
So our body needs air.
如果没有空气，我们的身体就不能存活。
Without air, our body will not be able to live.
当然，除了这个，我们还需要很多吃饭啊、喝水啊等等等等这些东西。
There are many other necessities, 对吧？
上帝把我们放在有限的里面
，God made us limited.
就是要叫我们意识到我们是有限的
，We can recognize that we are limited.
好使我们能够谦卑下来
，And we should be humble.
那么，当我们谦卑下来的时候，我们知道自己有限的时候，我们需要有一个意识去寻求帮助。
And when we humble ourselves, we must know that we must search for help.
可是当我们出现问题的时候，我们到哪里去寻求帮助呢？
When we face problems, where do we go to for help?
很多时候我们想到的是我们周围可利用的我们各种关系或者资源。
Sometimes we think of the many resources around us.
那么这个在今天的经文里边呢，首先说到人。
So the first thing we see in the scripture today is people.
他说，人啊，好像这个水桶里边的一滴，好像天平里边的一个灰尘。十五节。
He says that people are like a drop in a bucket, or as dust on the scales.
他说，人呐，好像地上这个，当上帝铺开这个天上这个天地，好像一个大地球做的大圈上一样。说人在地上好像蝗虫一样。
He said that people on the earth are like locusts.
这个非常的渺小
，so small.
他说，你作为一个人去寻求另外一个人的帮助吗
？If you are a person, will you go to another person for help?
他说，这个。就是少年人也会疲乏困倦。
Even young people will be.
第三十节。
Verse 30 become tired and weary.
强壮的也会全然跌倒。
And the strong will stumble and fall.
那么，当我们明白这件事情以后
，And when we understand this,
我们就开始寻求神的帮助。
Seek God for help.
那么当我们不认识这位真神的时候，
when we do not recognize the true God,
我们就开始寻求偶像的帮助。
We may seek the idols for help.
所以我们就自己去造一个神在那里。
So we build gods for ourselves.
这里就说了，这个偶像呢，就是人用金银然后包裹上衣服做了一个像放在那里。
An idol is cast in silver and gold and made with fashion on top of it.
所以穷的人做不起这个，就用找一块木头去雕刻一个偶像放在那里。
Some people are too poor and they use wood to make an idol for themselves.
所以那个是有眼不能看，有鼻不能闻，有耳不能听，有脚不能走的假上帝。
It is a god that has eyes but can't see and feet and can't walk, the fake god.
所以那个圣经上说，寻求这种帮助的人，必和他的偶像一块儿蒙羞。
And the scripture says that the one who tries to seek help from these will become humiliated, just like this idol.
现在我们要看一处圣经。
We shall look again at our scripture.
诗篇第146篇。
Psalms chapter 146.
诗篇第146篇。这个我们从第一节看到第六节啊，我先读中文的，等会儿翻译帮我们读出英文啊。他说，你们要赞美耶和华，我的心啊，你要赞美耶和华，我一生要赞美耶和华，我还活着的时候，我要歌颂我的神。第三节说，你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人。下面说，他一点不能帮助，他的气一断就归回尘土，他所打算的当日就消灭了。第五节说，以雅各的神为帮助，仰望耶和华他神的，这人变为有福。耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，他守诚实，直到永远。
We read from Psalms chapter 146, from verses 1 to 6. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob.His hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever.
这个诗篇里边，他给我们指出了一个我们寻求帮助的对象。
The Psalms has pointed out the one whom we should seek for help.
也就是给了我们人一个正确的得力的泉源。
And has given us a proper source to get power.
我们中国人是一个勤劳的民族。
The Chinese people are very hardworking.
那么我们也是非常注重积攒的民族。
And we are very saving, very thrifty.
可是呢，在我小的时候，那时候中国说中国是一个一穷二白的国家，是一个非常贫穷的国家。
However, when I was young, I felt that China was very poor.
那时候我就不明白一个问题。
At that time, I didn't understand something.
我们一方面说我们中国人是有很长历史的民族。
On the one hand, we say that we have a long history.
我们是非常勤劳的民族。
We are very hardworking.
同时呢，又说我们是非常富有的这个地大物博的国家。
And we have a wealthy land.
那么为什么到了那个到了最后，我们是一个非常贫穷的国家呢？
How did we end up with such a poor country?
所以那时候我搞不明白。
At that time, I couldn't understand.
后来我明白。
Eventually, I come to understand.
简单的来说，中国是一个拜偶像的民族。
Simply speaking, China is a country of idolatry.
是一个不认识真神的民族。
One that doesn't recognize the true God.
因此是一个不能够真正蒙福的民族。
And is therefore unable to truly be blessed.
圣经说，当我们去拜偶像的时候，
Scripture says when you go and you bow down to idols,
我们就走错了路。
You walk the wrong path.
圣经说，如果你这样的话，你得来的工价
The scripture says if you do so,
你会装在一个破漏的囊袋。
Your wage will be placed in a broken bag.
所以你积攒到了最后都会像被风吹走了的这个灰尘一样，一下子就没有了。
Everything you say will be lost just by dusting the wind.
我就明白我们中国人的真正的那个问题在哪里。
And I came to understand the true problem of the Chinese people.
中国人在历史上其实强大过。
Actually, in history, Chinese people have been very strong.
但是很快就不行了。
But very quickly, they lose their power.
就算很强大的时候
，even when they were powerful,
里边也是充满了很多很丑陋的东西。
There were many ugly things in there as well.
那么现在的中国
，nowadays in China,
在经济上又开始强大。
Once again, they become economically powerful.
但是当我们经济上强大的时候
，as we become powerful economically,
在我们的民族、在我们的国家、在我们政治里面，仍然有很多丑陋的东西在那。
In our nation and in our people, there are still many ugly things.
这个中国是强大。
Yes, China has become powerful.
有人曾经说了一个问题。
Once, first,
三个问题
three issues.
他说什么时候这个全世界的精英都能够到中国来留学呢
When will all of the students of the world come to China to study?
什么时候全世界的人喜欢买中国的名牌
When will all the people want to buy brands from China?
还有一个什么问题我忘记了
I forgot the other one.
总之这些问题就是说我们现在虽然强大可是我们并不真实的能够影响到这个世界。
And the issue is that even though China is powerful, they have no influence on the world.
那么为什么这样
?Why is this so?
我的答案很简单。
My answer is simple.
什么时候我们中国人能够好好的读圣经
?When will the Chinese people go to properly study scripture?
什么时候我们中国人能够好好的敬畏上帝
?When will the Chinese people properly worship God?
什么时候我们中国人懂得在上帝的面前好好约束自己的行为和自己的心
？When will they understand to properly self-discipline themselves before God?
那时候中国的文化就要发生改变。
Then the culture will change.
那么我们所信的这一位上帝
，And the God that we believe in,
他不仅仅给了我们一个做人做事的原则和方法
，He not only gave us a moral to our life.
如果连这个都没有那就更不行
了
但是我们光有这个也不行
But we cannot only have this.
以色列人当时出的问题就出在这里
This is the problem of the Israelites.
因为神把律法交给了以色列人
Because God gave them the law.
所以他们就这个照着律法好好去做
And so they went and followed the law.
有不少弟兄姊妹读旧约的时候
Many brothers and sisters when we read the Old Testament.
读到利未记的时候就读不下去了
They can't read past the book of the wilderness.
所以这个叫做倒地旷野。
This is called falling in the wilderness.
可是如果认真的人好好读这个律法的时候
people who carefully read the law,
很多人就从内心发出一个惊叹。
Many people are very, afraid of their heart.
或者发出一个惊叹，发出一个 surprise 在他的生命里面。
They feel very surprised in that.
他说：“哎呀，原来世界上有这么好的律法。”
There was such a good law in the world.
就是如果我们中国人能够按照这个律法来遵守
，If the Chinese people could follow this law,
那就没有问题了。
There would be no problems.
我记得当时这个于老师的丈夫张泽宇教授。
Once our brother Yu, I spoke to him.
Dr. Yu's husband, Dr. 张泽宇啊，另外一个old professor 啊。那么当他读到一句话的时候
So once our brother, Professor Zhang read a sermon thing,
他非常的惊讶
He was very surprised.
因为那个时候中国刚刚发生了一件事
Because something had happened in China.
就是一个工作了一年的一个建筑工人
And that was a construction worker who had worked for one year.
他去找他的这个工头要钱要工资
He went to collect his wage from his boss.
要回家过年
He wanted to celebrate the new year.
结果呢这个被拒绝了
，and he was rejected.
说明年再来拿工资
，you will receive your wage next year.
这个人忍无可忍
，he was very unhappy.
就把他的工头，把他的这个什么什么，杀了16个人，好像是。
He murdered around 16 of his superiors.
这件事情在中国引起很大的震动。
And this thing caused a great uproar in China.
当然，这种事情，这个劳资关系因为拖欠工资的问题。这个产生的这种矛盾，时有发生。
Of course, this issue of not paying wage, it happens.
当我们的弟兄读到旧约的律法里面规定说，你的工人的工资在你的手上不可过夜。
In the scripture, it says that the wage for your workers must be paid.
你必须当天晚上付他的工资。
You must be paid on that night.
哎呀，他说，如果我们中国人能够按照这个做，少死多少人啊
？He said, if only Chinese people would follow this law, so many more people would be alive.
所以整个社会会多么稳定啊
！And society will be very stable.
他说，你要怜悯穷人。
He said, you must be merciful on the poor.
你摘果子的时候不要把它摘干净。
You pick your fruit, do not pick all of them.
要剩下一点给穷人。
Leave a little bit for the poor people.
你运庄稼的时候掉在地上了，不要回来捡。
When you are picking your wheat, don't pick up the ones that are left on the ground.
每过七年，到了第七年的时候，别人欠你的债，你都要免了。
Every 7 years, you must cancel your debt.
说如果这样的话，中国的社会哪有可能造反？
If this happened, there will be no revolutions.
哎呀，他就说，如果我们是好好的读上帝的话的话，那该多好
！If we really follow the word of God, how good that would be.
以色列人也明白这个话。
The Israelites also understood this.
他们也想照着做。
They also tried to do
this. 努力做了好多年。
They tried very hard for a long time.
结果到最后他们做不到。
But in the end, they failed.
一直就做不到。
They continuously failed.
后来呢，他们就干脆变成一种假冒伪善的民族。
In the end, they became a hypocritical.
就像咱们中国人一样
，sometimes similar to Chinese people，
叫做伪君子民族
，hypocritical people。
这个结果到了那个时候呢，他们就被上帝咒诅了。
And in that day they were cursed by God，
因为他们跟以色列人跟上帝立过约。
Because the Israelites made a covenant with God。
如果你能够做到的话，我祝福你。
If you can do this, I will bless you。
你做不到的话，我咒诅你。
If you don't do this, I will curse you。
结果他做不到
，They can't do it。
就到了以赛亚的年间了。
And so by the time of Isaiah，
那么又经过了100来年的时间
，Roughly 100 years later，
南国。这个犹大也被巴比伦消灭
The kingdom of Judah was destroyed by Babylon.
甚至于耶路撒冷，包括里边的圣殿都被毁坏
including the palace and the temple in Jerusalem.
这个明天我们就要去以色列了。
Tomorrow, some of us will be leaving for Israel.
在我准备这次去以色列的这个资料的时候。
As I've been preparing my materials for our travel,
我心里边充满着各种各样的感动。
I felt moved in my heart.
其中就是特别是当我写很多东西写到耶路撒冷的时候
，especially regarding the city of Jerusalem,
这个泪流满面。
Sometimes I'm very sorrowful.
因为现在耶和华的圣殿的平台上面。
Because today on the plateau of the Temple of Christ of God,
居然建的是一个清真寺
There is an Islamic mosque built there.
所以这个对于神的子民来说是扎心的痛
This is a very painful thing for the people of God.
那么就好像你最爱的地方是一个仇敌在那里占领的地方
Just like your most beloved place, your enemy was there.
你心里边怎么能不难过
How can you not be sad?
所以每次我看到那个清真寺的时候。我心里边我就有点极端的想法。
I feel angry whenever I see that mosque.
这个我什么时候我说我也扮演一次恐怖分子如何
？One day maybe, I should also organize some terrorist activity.
这个把它炸掉算了。
And perhaps you will.
可是转念一想
，But I should remember.
你炸掉它有什么用
？So what if you
难道神没有能力把它拆毁
？Does God not have the power himself？
上帝为什么允许他在那里
？Why does God allow it to be there？
所以在上帝的圣殿上面建了清真寺。
So on top of the temple of God, there is a Islamic mosque.
神的圣殿倒塌
，God's temple has fallen.
撒旦的庙宇在那里建立
，and Satan's mosque is built there.
那为什么这种事情发生
？Why would this thing happen？
是因为人的罪孽导致。
It's because of people's sin.
那是上帝让它那样发生的。
God allowed that to happen.
那在见证一件事。
It is to testify to something.
就是有律法的以色列人。
It's that the Israelites who have the law.
他仍然做不到。
They can't follow.
那是一个被咒诅的地方。
That is a cursed place.
为什么是咒诅的地方
？Why is it cursed?
就是因为他们做不到上帝的要求。
because they could not fulfill the requirements of God.
圣经里面说一句话。
The scripture says something.
使徒保罗说的。
The apostle Paul said.
说凡以遵行律法为本的
，all who try to follow the law，
都是被咒诅的。
Will be cursed.
因为什么呢
？Why？
因为做不到。
Because you can't do it.
咱们中国人就是一种以修身为本的文化。
The Chinese culture is one of charity.
以修身为本应该怎么翻译？我相信他没翻译好。这个不好翻译。以修身为本就是说
following good morals.
The based on your 修身，你的翻译是什么
？Ethical living.
Ethical living, something like that. 就是你按照就是以色列人叫 legalism 啊，就是用一种标准来自己来成就你自己的生命，这个是不行的。
To build up your own life according to a certain ethical standard,
这个是必然失败的。
This is set up for failure.
所以当我们去以色列的时候
，And so when we go to Israel,
当我们去看到耶路撒冷圣城的圣殿的台上建那个清真寺的时候
，When we see the mosque that is built on top of,
我们心里要有一个很深的叹息。
We should have a deep sigh in our hearts.
那就是说，凡想要走律法主义的，都是被咒诅的。
And all who want to walk the path of legalism will be cursed.
以色列人的失败已经给我们见证了。
The failure of the Israelites has testified to this.
然而在今天的经文里面
，And in our scriptures today,
刚才我们读到的第一句话
，Just recently, the first word we read,
说那报好信息给西安的，你要登山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的，你要扬极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。
It says, "You who bring good news to Zion, you who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Do not be afraid."
然后这里说对犹大的诚意说看哪你们的神
Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God.
当这里说看哪你们的神这个指的你们的神是指的谁呢
And when it says here is your God, which God is referring to?
这一段话是对于施洗的约翰的预言、
It is a prophecy to the John the Baptist.
那么John的这个施洗的约翰他预言他这个这里预言施洗的约翰要说一句话
And here it prophesies that John the Baptist will say something
说以前我不认识他
He will say before I did not recognize him
但是那位差我来用水给你们施洗的
But the one who called me and baptized him with water
他告诉我当你施洗的这些人里边你看到圣灵好像鸽子降在神的身上谁就是用圣灵施洗的那一位
He said that amongst the people that you baptize with water the one whom the spirit of God comes upon shall be the one
他说我看见了
He said I see him
我就见证说这个是神的儿子
And I testify to say that he is the son of God
这一位就是基督
He is the Christ
就是弥赛亚
He is the Messiah
这里就说犹大的诚意啊看你们的神指的原来是那一位道成肉身的耶稣基督
And he says towns of Judah look here is your God that is the one who became flesh like Jesus Christ
当耶稣基督到来的时候
When Jesus Christ came
圣经说主耶和华必向大能者临到他的膀臂为他掌权他的赏赐在他那里他的报应在他的面前他必向牧人牧养自己的群羊用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀里慢慢的引导乳养他的小羊十到十一节
And it is written See the Son of God comes with power and he rules with a mighty arm See his reward is with him and his recompense accompanies him He tends his flock like a shepherd He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart He gently leads those that are young
这里给我们看到他的整个的一个图画
And we can see an image here.
他是大有能力、强壮膀臂的那一位。
The one who has power and mighty arm.
他多么强大
！How powerful is he?
这里说他好像用水，第十二节说用手心来量诸水，用虎口来量苍天的。
The one who measures the waters in the hollow of his hand and with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens.
简单的来说，他是那一位创造天地、大有能力的上帝。
Simply speaking, he is the Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth.
圣经说，凡被造的没有一样 不是借着他造的。
Scripture says all that was created, not one thing was not made for him.
然而，我们这一位主却来到了我们人世间。
But this Lord came amongst us humans.
他为我们受苦
，He suffered，
以至于为我们牺牲了自己的生命
，to the point of sacrificing his own life。
在我们今天的这一段经文的里面
，In the passage we read today，
多处的提到他的大能
，often we often references his great power。
再过几章的经文
，a few passages later，
在以赛亚书五十三章里面
，Isaiah chapter 53，
就是我们看到了这一位受苦的基督的形象
，we see the image of the suffering Christ。
我们很难用一次的讲道把这些经文全都涵盖
，it is difficult to cover all of this material in one message。
但是却是我们看到了这一位谦卑牧养小羊的这一位上帝
，we can see the shepherd of the lamb, this God。
他一方面是全能的上帝
，on the one hand he is the Almighty God。
另一方面是谦卑牧养小羊的上帝
，on the other hand he is humble and looks after the lambs。
有另外一个方面，他是为他的羊来舍弃自己生命的那一位上帝。
On the other hand, he is a God who is willing to give himself up for his sheep.
借着他的牺牲
through his sacrifice,
就是今天我们在守圣餐的时候所读的那一段经文
from the scripture that we read in our Holy Communion,
他赎去了一切信靠他之人的罪孽
he cleansed away the sins of all people.
然后为我们开一条又新又活的路
to open a new and living way.
这一条路是可以使我们透过我们主耶稣基督的中保的工作直接来到上帝的面前。
It is a way for us to come to God through our mediator Jesus Christ.
刚才我们读的诗篇第146篇的时候
Earlier when we read from Psalms 146,
就说谁是我们的帮助呢
？It says, Who is my helper?
世人不是你的帮助
，Not people.
就是君王也不是你的帮助
，Even princes.
这些 emperor kings 也不是我们的帮助
They are under our
乃是那位造天地的耶和华他才是我们的帮助
But our creator is our hope
但是当年的那些以色列人说我们不是信上帝吗我们的帮助在哪里呢
But the Israelites in those days they said Do you believe in God? Where is he?
所以雅各就灰心了
And so Jacob became sad
他们说我们的道路上帝看不见上帝不知道我们现在都灭亡了
He said God doesn't, he can't see us Look, we are being destroyed
但是他们不明白上帝的旨意。
But they don't understand the will of God.
神要叫着以色列人来做一个见证。
God wants the Israelites to be a testimony.
在没有耶稣基督给我们开通那条路的时候
，That without the path that is made through
Christ, 人凭自己的力量要遵行律法是做不到，是不可能的。
To follow the law by your own power is not possible.
我们感谢我们的上帝。
We thank God.
感谢我们的恩主耶稣基督。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loved us,
甘心为我们舍己
and was willing to give himself up for us,
借着他的受难
through his suffering,
借着他的牺牲
through his sacrifice,
使我们得了平安
we received peace,
使我们得了饶恕
we received forgiveness,
使我们得了一个机会
we received an opportunity,
那么这个就是因着信能够借着耶稣基督的中保的工作使我们直接来到上帝的面前
that through faith and the mediatory work of Christ we can come before God
来到上帝的面前做什么呢
to do what
有人说我们敬拜他
some say to worship
当然是要敬拜他
of course we shall worship him
那么当我们敬拜他的同时还有另外的更重要的事要做
at the same time there is a more important thing we need to do
那就是我们要从他那里得力量
that is we must receive power
他是我们的泉源
he is our source of power
我们需要很多很多的东西要从他那里供应我们
We must receive many things from him
我们肉体的力量
Our physical power
要来自我们吃饭
Comes from our food
所以中国人说人是铁饭是钢
Chinese people say people are iron and food is steel
我们要有力量就要吃饭
If you need power you must eat
可是人不仅仅需要肉体的力量
Not only physical power.
人需要心灵的供应
We need emotional power.
所以我们需要爱的供应
We need love.
我们需要智慧的供应
We need wisdom.
我们需要力量的供应
We need power.
我们需要太多了
We need too many.
我们需要真理的供应
We need truth.
我们需要灵感对随时对我们的引导
We need inspiration.
所以这些我们就要来到那位真正能够供应我们的那个源头。
And so we must come to the true source of all these things.
那就是造物的上帝。
That is the creator God.
那么我们怎么来到他的面前？
How do we come before him?
圣经上说，在那个圣所还存在的时候，就是那个麦子还存在的时候，来到上帝的面前的那个路还没有打开。
The scripture says that when the Holy of Holies was had a curtain in front of it, the path was not open.
但是当我们的主耶稣在十字架上受难的时候
But when the Lord suffered on the cross,
那么这个在他断气的时候他说成了的时候
when he said that it is done,
那么这个麦子就自上而下裂开了
that curtain was torn into.
那么这一条通向至圣所的路就给我们开通了
And the path to the Holy of Holies was open for us.
那么最后我们用一段经文来作为我们今天的结束。
And finally, we close with another passage.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，把圣经翻到希伯来书第四章第十四节。
We read from Hebrews chapter 4.
这段经文是我经常特别爱提的一段经文。
I often refer to this passage.
因为这段经文与我们每一个基督徒每时每刻的生命至关重要。
Because this passage is very important to every moment of our daily lives.
我甚至盼望我们有更多的中国人能够知道这句话。
I hope that more Chinese people can know this passage.
如果有机会，我也希望我们的习近平主席能够明白知道这句话。
And if it is possible, I hope that our leader will also come to know this passage.
Chairman Xi.这个Chairman Xi希望他能够明白知道这句话，然后我们相信他就会领导我们中国，甚至领导我们共产党，真正走共产党的道路，真正走蒙福的道路。
And we hope that he will lead the people of China towards a true, a good path, a blessed path.
如果他们还在相信无神论和进化论
，if they continue to believe in
无神论没有上帝
，in atheism.
还有进化论
An evolution.
那么我们的国家将永无安宁
Our country will never have peace.
如果我们还在相信阶级斗争
If we continue to believe in conflict
这个叫这 classic struggle classic struggle 这是我们当时学的这个英文never forget classic struggle 永远不要忘记阶级斗争这是当年我们学习的。如果我们用这种思想来建立我们的国家和文化
，If we use these theories to build our society，
我们从哪里得和谐社会
？Where can we receive a peaceful？
我们从哪里能够得到所谓的共产主义
？Where can we receive this supposed communism？
那完全是在思想指导思想里边的南辕北辙。
It is impossible。
所以，我们来一同来看这个上帝启示给我们的宝贵的应许。
So we can let us look at the promise that God gave us.
然后我读中文的翻译，请把英文读出来。希伯来书第四章第十四节到第十六节，我读中文。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管怎么样，坦然无惧，来到哪里，来到施恩的宝座前，为要做什么？为要得帮助，是蒙恩惠；为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
We read from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. So, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
中国从哪里得帮助
？Where does China receive their help？
从美国吗
？From the U.S.？
从澳洲吗
？From Australia？
不是。
Not so.
如果中国不认识他
，If China doesn't recognize God，
没有帮助。
They will receive no help.
圣经非常清楚地告诉我们， 以耶和华为神的那国有福了。
The scripture says, the one who follows God, they will be blessed.
你需要帮助了。
You need help.
你的帮助在哪里？
Where does your help come from?
说看到我们要向山举目。
He said, look, let us look at the mountains.
我们的帮助从何而来？
Where should our help come from?
从造天地的耶和华。
From the creator God.
我们有什么资格来到造天地的耶和华面前？
What rights do we have to come before God?
乃是这位道成肉身的恩主耶稣基督。
But it is because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他乐意成为我们的中保。
He became our mediator.
我们信靠他来到上帝的面前。
Through him we can come before God.
就是我们每日得供应的泉源。
That is our source of our supplement.
弟兄姊妹，我们把这福音，把这好消息报给你。
Today we give you this good news.
从今以后，我们希望我们在座的不要再说我是软弱的。
From now on, we have no one will say that I'm weak.
我们要说他是我的帮助。
We should instead say that he is our help.
我们还怕谁呢？
Who should we be afraid of?
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.